This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
100.
Birdman. Birdman.
That's it, man. I know what fucking time it is, man. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order, presented by 4YE Media. Shit, did I say that wrong?
Nah, that was right, I think.
Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. We are here shooting from the Artscape Daniels launch pad in Toronto. It's a great space. Yo, it's your boy Jay, man. The beard oils is at an all-time high. I'm just let you know that off top.
That's a fact.
Big chocolate.
Yes, sir.
Woo. My man Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Very cozy tonight, you know.
Ultra cozy.
Birkenstocks on me.
Oh, that type of cozy.
Socks, though. I don't do the feet.
You feel me?
Ever.
Just drop some new music. Isn't that true?
I did. Go listen to Top Billing on all streaming services and all that, you know. It's a little something working on the EP. But it's not about that. It's about Random Order, you know. We're back.
Episode so close to 40.
Yeah. Baby Trey is really in the building today. Because he being a big ass spoiled brat.
Hey, man. But chilling.
You know what? Trey's allowed to be moody too, man. You know, he's normally not. Today he is.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Tired of someone's shit. And you know, this is a podcast where we keep it real. I'm tired of this nigga Sheldon shit. Look, guys, I invited him somewhere.
Right? Why? Well, why? Okay.
Just got to let them know what's
up story,
with me.
Tell the story, bro.
This is about 3 weeks ago. And I'm just like, yo.
Oh,
like,
3 weeks?
No.
About 3 weeks ago when I first had the idea.
So what, 7, 14, 21 days?
The idea, guys.
About that, yeah.
Remember that
word. When I brought it up and...
A lot of niggas got ideas.
I told Sheldon, I was just thinking, Thanksgiving's coming up. Maybe we can have like a Friendsgiving or some sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like kind of running the idea about like around everyone. I have the text. I can just go back, but it's just too much to go for. To go look for.
So you don't, because it's such a long time ago. You said that already.
Yeah. I'll do it while I tell the story though. So I basically asked a bunch of people, like, you know, just some family, and Shell's really. Yeah, I really like looked at my list. I'm like, damn, I don't have that many friends. But long story short, I asked Sheldon to come to a Friendsgiving. He said, yeah, I'd love to. And I was just like, oh, Sheldon, it's so nice. And then
he would love to, or he's coming?
He would love to, and he is coming.
Okay.
Both.
He said both.
I said that?
Something like that. Anyways, then, I mean, I scroll up in a conversation, and you're saying, LMAO, no, you suck my balls. What are we even talking about?
You invited him, and then he said, suck my balls.
No.
No. Okay. No, that's not.
He said, I'd love to come, and then suck my balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something else.
So, I wasn't in the chat. I was doing my own thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking find it, but it was honestly a minute ago. Probably started September when I'm like, yo, like, hold on, maybe we should do this.
Oh my gosh.
And anyways, last minute, he just said, I'm like, hey, okay, like, this is what we're going to be doing. Like, are you going to come? And he's like, oh, sorry, can't make it. And yeah, I'm hurt.
Let me confirm this.
I'm hurt.
Let it out, man. Fuck, I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, Julian's not going to be there. That hurt me. Julian's in town, and this cocksucker is leaving fucking literally 3 hours before.
Because he scrolled. He went on the fucking airplane ticket website, and then he, like, scrolled, and he's like, oh, fuck, because the Friendsgiving thing's Saturday. Yeah, he bought a ticket for Saturday. to go home on that day. Not even the day before. He's like, yo, when is that shit? Oh, shit, Saturday? All right, bet. Could you drive me to the airport before then?
I need new friends.
Well, I just want to say,
I
can't make it. This is true. These are the facts. It's my brother's fiance's birthday and Thanksgiving.
It's not your
fiance. That's too many words.
It's your fiance. It's not your fiance.
But she's my future sister-in-law. Bro, I already consider her to be my sister-in-law.
That's fine.
So I'm sorry.
Which is why you
had to make a decision.
But
this time it was you.
Guys, in the comments,
next time it will be.
No. Guys, drop it.
I'm a great
down below.
Person.
You're not going to come on this podcast.
Drop
it down below. drop it down below. If someone said, yes, I'm down to come to your friend's game. Guys, keep in mind, I don't throw shit.
I don't really do events
like that.
Fuck all that.
And I'm like, yo, let me do something. Just to get a lot of people together and just say, like, yo, we're just going to come eat.
September 8th is when you asked me about this.
That's a fucking minute ago.
Yeah, but
it's October 10th.
You gave me no date.
Hold on.
Hold
on.
You said you're thinking the 11th or the 12th.
Oh, I'm counting 28 backwards. 28 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is 5 weeks ago.
Okay. What's fucking 7 times?
That is 5 weeks ago.
My point is,
where I said, yo, I'm like, yo, I'm thinking about having this. Would you come?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah.
And I would.
And then we followed up and you're like, yo, you're still thinking about doing this? I'm like, yeah, because it's Thanksgiving over here in Canada. Everyone's in the States. I've been busy.
Okay.
But you could do that.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking.
And I did that because I knew I had shit
going on. Fucking bar mitzvah.
On.
It's not like nothing huge. Like, yeah. You can just hit me up, say, yo, are we still doing this? Because literally, you just had to bring yourself and Zara.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like busy with shit. And then he hits me like, yo, you still doing it? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out because everyone at home scratching your head. In Canada, this weekend is going to be old now, but this past weekend is our Thanksgiving. Y'all have it in November. We have it in October. I don't fucking know why.
I was
just trying to think of something to do like when everyone's not with their family. So I'm bouncing back between like a bunch of people. Seeing what my friends and family are doing and shit. And then I'm just trying to get a date down. And to be honest, I just set the date like not too long ago. And I'm like, all right, this is what it's going to be. Because Sunday is like really like when you go link with your family. Monday is when you're chilling. Long story short, Sheldon said he's not coming. I just want to know in the comments below. If someone invites you to something 5 weeks prior and then like someone else's event is coming up, your brother's fiance, that's very specific. But if your brother's fiance's event, what is it? Her birthday?
Her date of birth.
He called it an event.
Her birthday is happening.
Her little thing.
Are you guys going to cancel your friend's Friendsgiving?
I didn't cancel your Friendsgiving. It's
you
still
canceled
going.
It. No.
I'm just not going to be there. I'm sure there's going to be a handful of other people there.
No, there's really not.
I will not be missed. I will not.
Okay, come on. I'm fucking missing.
I will not be a determining factor on whether you have fun or not. You'll be smiling and laughing and your belly will be full.
I'm not even going to eat. I'm not hungry. I haven't ate all day. I've been stressed out running around the city trying to grab props. Pumpkins.
This thing came home with
butter. Well, I hope everyone that does make it appreciates your hard work. I know I would have if I made it, but I can't. I'm sorry.
You know when you're a kid and you're mad at your parents, but they hook up some crazy fucking food. And then like you're trying to front, like they drop it in your room. Yeah. You try to front, like I'm mad.
Mm-hmm. You end up eating that shit every time.
You gotta fucking walk up, see what that's about, nigga.
It's like
3 minutes in,
she really made that.
That's not the lasagna with the shit.
Damn, the garlic bread there too. We don't never have garlic bread. What?
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, bro. They think we don't like each other.
Who?
People.
I mean. Hold on, do you like me?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty fond of you guys, both of you.
Yo, you're not bad at either, pal.
You know what I'm saying?
Fake Santa, the fucking human bandana.
This nigga looked up like.
Yo, what's good with you, boy?
Trying to pay attention, man. You good? He said he's blessed, guys.
That motherfucker saw the Joker.
Yo, man.
Nah, I see it.
I did. There's
too many movies.
You saw it, Trev?
Please call me Trevon. Anyways, yes, I did see it. Let me tell you guys my opinion on the Joker. I enjoyed it.
No spoilers, though, please.
I enjoyed it. No spoilers. I enjoyed it. I think the Joker was a great movie. I think a lot of people are gonna just have different opinions on it. I heard a couple ones, like some people wish it went deeper. I don't want to spoil it. I won't talk too much about it, but I really enjoyed it. I feel like Joker's always been one of my favorite evil villains. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to, I mean, I'm on that nigga's side, feel me? So for anyone that watched it, like, you kind of know, but that shit had my heart racing low key.
Really, eh?
Yeah. It was really good though. I enjoyed it.
I'm gonna check it out probably next week, probably early next week.
When was the last fucking Joker that came out?
That was the Heath
Ledger. I feel
Ledger
like
one,
I keep fucking watching the same. Oh, Batman's coming. You gonna watch Batman? Like, nigga, I watch Batman though. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh no, it's Batman 7 with the.
Bro,
fucking...
yo, that. Let me tell you something. Like superheroes, comic books, the Marvel Universe, all that. That is the biggest finesse, bro. Like,
they fucking keep doing the same
they
people.
They are. Woo!
Spider-Man is. Watch. Spider-Man's coming. Did Spider Man come out this year?
I think it. Yeah, two
We're
of them.
Due
yeah.
for another one next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, two
nigga.
Of them.
January. Two of them this in one
yeah,
fucking year.
Yeah, one year, yeah.
The Spider-Verse one?
The Spider-Verse
that
one,
was
I
cool
think.
Shit.
Yeah, that one was hard as fuck.
Whatever they did with that. Yeah, yeah, I'm fucking with that.
Because niggas keep having kids.
And the Tom Holland one. Bro, it's just in like, one, my thing is like, continue the story or something, bro. I seen this nigga get bit and become Spider-Man like eight
they
times.
They tell the whole fucking
they
new
tell
shit
the whole
every time.
Shit
like, yo,
over
boom.
Again. It's crazy, bro.
Your kid wants to find out, oh, fuck, yeah, there's this movie called Spider-Man where it fucking runs through the whole shit. You don't gotta shoot the shit again with a new camera, nigga.
Trust me, man.
I mean, I enjoy them. I'm not gonna lie.
They're all right movies, but they don't get my money like that. But they finesse some of y'all. Like, you know, some of y'all be there every time, midnight, costume.
I'm definitely not lining up every time.
Hell
like, my
no.
fucking excitement will go down just like by every movie. I'm like, oh, Spider-Man again. Okay, yeah, fuck. What does Spider-Man do this time again?
I wonder what happens this time.
Oh, shit. He's upside down kissing the
oh,
girl.
Oh, he still likes okay. Mary Jane. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
It's sick.
The newspaper thing?
Yeah. I was happy with the Venom joint.
I didn't even see that.
No, not that one. The Spider-Man Venom joint. Spider-Man 3, was it?
Oh, with Venom in it.
With Venom,
okay,
and he, hit,
okay,
and he
yeah,
was hitting the bells on him.
So which one was that? Oh, that was like
that
one.
Was
oh,
with
yeah,
Toby
shit.
Still. Yeah, that was with Toby, right?
Toby
was I think that was 3, yeah. I think that was 3.
Yeah.
The nigga with the skateboard
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Green Goblin was on that?
No, I think that was
See,
2.
Too many Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're right.
And Green Goblin has his own movie?
Nah, they didn't give
nah, nah,
everyone's
nah,
getting
nah.
a fucking movie, nigga.
When he's fighting Dr. Octopus and shit.
And if they don't get a movie, they get a fucking Netflix show.
Does Robin have some shit out?
I don't think Robin has a movie.
That was my favorite superhero when I was a kid, by the way. Robin
the sidekick,
was fucking
right?
slept on. He wasn't a sidekick. He had his own things, Sheldon. He had a fucking job.
He was a sidekick.
No, one could take Robin's place.
They probably could.
Yo, you know what's funny? I went on CB24 the other day, and I was like watching shit, and I'm like, I have a fucking Hennessy wristband on my shit, because I went to this event a minute ago, and like, if I go anywhere and like you give me a wristband, and I put it on, like I'm just not gonna take it off for like no reason, like mm-hmm. it's waterproof, it's fucking, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you don't have to take the shit off. And I realized I had it on the fucking news, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And it was like literally perfectly in line with the camera, it says Hennessy, and I was like, yeah, that's kind
Damn,
of fucking
free
funny.
Promo. That's crazy.
See, I'm in the Hennessy fan club.
I didn't drink
every month we get a little treat. This is August wristband.
Yeah.
It's a fucking loot box. This is fucking my loot box. NBA preseason started.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. The Raptors lost.
We won the
I
first
didn't
one.
See that.
No, we didn't.
We won the first one against Houston.
No, we didn't. We lost that game.
Bro, what the fuck is you talking about?
Go ahead, look it up. I'm going to look at the camera while you look it up.
What the fuck?
Basketball?
Wait, no.
When did you stop watching
what
the game?
What the fuck? Bro, these niggas, the Raptors fucking Instagram literally put game on their fucking shit. I'm like, and I remember I was telling Maria,
the game's
I'm like,
done.
No, I remember I was telling Maria because I was watching. I'm like, yo, man, fuck, it's gonna be such a sad year for like the Raptors just because losing Kawhi is gonna like impact us heavily.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi then, lost us.
And yeah, then, energy, nigga. I like that.
But it would be very nice if he fucking.
We lost Kawhi.
You heard?
I told her, I'm like, yo, like this shit's sad. And then fucking, I'm like, oh, wait, what the fuck, we won? Because they posted shit. I'm like, what the fuck, we won? And it said we came back.
Nah, man, we lost. We lost by like a couple points. It wasn't a big, I think it was like 3 points, I think.
Nah, they played twice, nigga.
Bro, we're 1-0. We played one game.
Was there a pre-preseason?
No, brother. No. That's it.
How many pre's are there? Just one pre?
Yeah, that's right here, nigga.
Oh,
Raptors, 134-129, dickhead.
Bro, that wasn't the first game, though.
I just know I saw a fucking game where we won. This is the game I was talking about. So what the fuck is this? This is the preseason?
Where you see that game?
Drain, you looking at my screen right now?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up too, bro. I can't see that.
On the 8th.
We're one and we have one loss. So guys, who did we lose
to? I'm looking at the screen. It's the same game as Rockets versus Raptors, 129-134.
Kid, what year was this?
This is literally the other day.
Twice?
Thank you.
Okay, and we lost the first one or we won the first one?
I wasn't aware of us facing again. We played Tuesday, October 8th, and we fucking won. And I was like, oh shit, I ate my words because I said we were going to lose. Mm-hmm. And we fucking won. I was like, dude, what the shit? I didn't even know they played today. They played today, and the final was 118-111.
Oh, we lost today. I got it mixed up. You was right.
What the fuck is
bro,
this?
Bro, I saw
you. You've been sticking around. Oh, yeah.
Yo, dead ass. Wait, let me.
Hold on, we hate each other. What the fuck? So why did we face the same team twice in this back-to-back days?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, brother. Where did I saw that we lost, bro. I swear to God, I saw that shit.
We lost today.
No, but
you're right.
No, but I saw a couple days ago that we lost.
It's 2-1. The Raptors are 1-1. Houston Rockets are 2-1.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we played. We playing basketball again?
Yeah, every year. All right. I was wrong. Jermaine was right. Accountability.
Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. I started watching it last night. I didn't know if it's going to be cringy or not.
I thought it would be cringy. It's not?
It's not.
Oh, it's cringy. You were cringing?
The fucking rappers are cringy, but like not the judges and shit. Like,
well, T.I. made me fucking cringe a couple times.
T.I., he always made me cringe.
He's being way too cool.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh, man. Nah, he's being way too cool.
Mm.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, too cool is too cool, you know?
I fuck with it, but it's just funny. Like, the rappers that go up there, I'm like fucking screaming. This guy went out. One of the rappers went on without fucking introducing himself or without the DJ introducing him. That shit was
He just walked out
really?
On his own time.
Yeah, and his voice cracked.
Dude, what's up, LA? Hello? Hear me, I said, what's up?
Then this thing whispered to the mic, is this thing on?
I gotta check that show out still.
Yeah, nah, honestly, it's pretty good.
Yo, who's watching the Jermaine Dupri shit with the
hell?
It's the same. It's like Making a Band, but for
little kids.
All Little Bow Wows.
No.
Essentially trying to find the next Little Bow Wow.
Without saying that.
Not me. You're watching it? Sounds like you're watching
it. I saw a trailer. It looked very entertaining.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kids taking this shit dead serious.
Yeah, I mean, yo, when you young, it's easy to be, you know, for me to convince you how serious this is, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
You're just going to be trying to wrap your heart out. I saw a little clip, and then the shorty was like, it's like a little trailer on Netflix, and she's like rapping, and he's like, this is what you wrote in here? And she's like, yeah. I didn't really get the context. But then he's like, nah, you need to rap it like this. And I was just like, yeah, I can't do this, bro.
Jermaine, you do it then.
You guys that don't know, Rick Ross, it says, never forget that Rick Ross did this funny ass shit to avoid a traffic violation in a Maybach, though. So Rick Ross gets pulled over by the feds, whatever.
What video was this?
I don't remember.
Push it to the limit?
It might have
been. No, it's pushed not pushed to. This is his first shit.
This is not hustling.
This is not his first shit.
This is not hustling. This might be pushing to the limit. I feel like, yeah, he's in the speedboat. He's pushing that speedboat to the limit, so. Anyways, he gets pulled over by the feds. They're like, whatever, woo-woo. And he gets out the whip and jumps over this bridge.
Yo, I didn't see this video first off.
BT always fucking cut the video. They play like 40 seconds of the video.
Is this we taking over?
I never got that far.
I don't know. Let me look.
That nigga taking off, nigga.
Bro,
I think this is we taking over.
Yo, I'm trying to figure out if that's a stunt double or is that actually cross?
That's Rosé.
Nah.
That's Rosé falling?
That's definitely Rosé.
Yeah, I see the belly, so it might be him still. What video is this?
That's racist. No, that's not Rosé.
I think that's Rosé.
I mean, the traffic ticket would have been like $40.
You could have just. Yeah, he had some bricks in there. That's why he had to jump off. They got the bricks, so they seized it.
Yo.
Where do you swim after that? They're watching you the whole time. It's like, oh, you're right there. I can fucking fall in.
Speaking of fingers, I got a manicure, and my shit's glossy, for real.
Yeah, let's see that boy glistening from
it. Looks really good still.
So
I got like a natural gloss going on. Though,
I hate when it like dry when it dries, and you have to like it's weird. It's like it doesn't. I found out with my nails when I did it one time. It like I had to like let it grow out. Like I couldn't really like peel it off, and it just like got super hard.
Did you get shellac on your shit?
Maybe.
Shellac is hard shit that you have to go get removed. Like, you can't just, like...
But it was just clear, though.
Shellacking right now?
I'm shellacking right now. That's why I'm glossing.
So you gotta go off and get it removed?
Yeah, my shit look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, shellac. You get shellac paint on it, so it's, like, glossy and shit.
How do you get it off?
You gotta go and they gotta take it off. It's like a quote.
Nah, that's a two-trip situation.
Yeah. Oh, nah. I'm trying to be a pretty bitch all winter. I'm trying to take care of my nails now, my hands, get my shits. I'm gonna move down to my feet. I'm just way too ticklish for that shit, for real. Mm.
Yo, honestly, man, I'm a people's man and I just don't feel it's right that people have to deal with my feet.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, yo, honestly, I feed it to the dogs.
Paying them, yeah. You're paying them.
No, man. It's honestly bad.
It's just like, yo.
Yo, fix your chain.
Thanks.
That boy got sun just now.
It's honestly bad.
Nah, like I saw, I did it once.
Yeah.
What's the fucking foot shit called? Manicure? Pedicure?
That's pedicure.
That's the people going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pedicure and then, yeah, this poor girl, she's trying to play it off like she didn't realize, like, oh, fuck, this foot's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Foot's kind of weird.
It was just, like, she knew it was different. I noticed she adjusted her mask and, like, pulled it up higher and shit, make sure it was nice and snug when she saw my shit out. But, I mean, she did what she could, but I felt terrible the whole time. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I was ticklish as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Even with my nails, like, when she was doing my nails, like, I'm just, like, she's about to cut, like, my nail, and I felt like she's about to cut my skin.
Yeah, they get down on the base,
with
right?
the fucking cuticle pushers.
Yeah, like,
I don't do it. Don't push my cuticles. I don't know, like, first off, you need to ask me for permission to push back my cuticles.
I just had to, like, speak the whole time to, like...
It hurts a little,
like,
right?
I don't know. It's, like, it's a weird feeling. It's not, like...
When I did it, she like dug in my shit. So then my nail had a dent in it. So I literally had to just let my nail grow out until the dent was gone.
I'm going to come clean.
I was pissed.
I go to a really good nail salon, so I don't have to deal with all that.
Yeah, take me, bro.
I will. Yeah. And it's actually my friend's nail salon. It's called Naked Beauty Bar. It's here in Toronto. And I'm not even like on some like, that sounded like I was really setting up a promo. Like that's really no promo. This is really my friend who really built a beauty bar. And it's cool because I remember when she had like the idea to do it and then she started doing it and then it like opened. I was like, oh fuck, we used to go over there and just chill outside, like literally on her stoops, like all fucking summer. But no, it's really cool. And like it's just a different experience in there, but that's why I'm not going to get my toes done because like I actually know everyone in there, like, somewhat personally.
Yeah, I have to be in another country for that.
Yeah, but it's just me personally. I can't, like, it's just anything with my nails is just like, you know, like, fuck, like,
a fucking cat's scary.
Yeah, this cat's scary.
First off, don't get a bald cat.
Yeah,
scary. You get a cat to be because it's gonna be cute. You don't get a fucking bald cat. You're getting a bald one?
No, not a bald.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah,
but do my research. Get a really chill one that I can hold and be on some chill shit.
Bro, right? But don't you have a dog?
Yeah, I'm both.
What are you going for?
Okay.
I'm not sure yet. I got to do research on breeds and stuff. I just, it's just like cats. I want a cat.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I was in New York the other day.
New York?
Yeah, I just came back from New York. Both Jermaine and I were
there. I was in New York too. Yeah. You know what time it is.
Yeah.
We were both in New York.
Yeah.
Omarion. I don't know what that means. That sounds fucking funny.
Sounds jokes. So we're both in New York. I forgot where I was going with this shit at. We're both in
our New location York. As of 3 days ago? New York City. What we doing, New York?
Yo, we bro, I don't even fucking know anymore,
it's
man.
It's a very nice shirt you have on, my brother.
Yeah, shout out to my man Waleed over
there. I was talking to man, actually.
Oh, shit, I appreciate that, my man. Give me some dap. So what was he doing in New York?
I don't even know. I really don't know anymore. But
word, whole lot of that.
We was getting a car.
I'm sorry.
Right we was getting a car.
Oh, nigga. Oh, my God.
And it was the funniest. It was a fun
story time.
I just think, like, when you're trying to rent a car, it's always something wrong. But when you're trying to rent a car in New York, this is just fucking.
You're buying comical. Extra something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the paper. It's not going to be the price that was on the paper of your reservation. If you're renting a car in New York.
Just New York specifically.
And they'll get you there. Like, okay, go on.
It's okay. We get there. We pull up, right? First off, we land, right? And we get to the fucking LGA is terrible to fly into. I hate flying into LGA. We fly into LGA and then we gotta take a shuttle to another shuttle where that shuttle will take us to the fucking car rental place.
Yo, if it was me building a building, one thing
right like, there.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One building. Everything's like boom. Rental, airplane, fucking snacks, this, that, everything.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
building. Yeah. The airport. This is the port.
Makes no fucking sense, man. And we fucking get there. And then this fucking, literally this rent a car shit was like in another neighborhood where it's just like there's houses right here and there's this rent a car shit. And we go inside and there's this nigga there and he's fucking staring at us and like, I don't know what it is, man. I just feel like every time me and Jermaine go somewhere, like niggas just like stare at us when we enter the room. This nigga was looking at us.
Like,
he didn't know us or anything. He didn't say anything, but he was just like, he looked at me and he like smiled already. I was like, what the fuck? We get there and this nigga was just like super cool. He's like, all right, man, what's up? I need your reservation to get y'all booked in, get y'all with your car. I'm like, all right, cool. Jermaine gives him the shit. And he starts like giving us a rundown. All right, so boom, there's going to be a couple of tolls over here. Like you can get the easy pass for $9.95 or $23.95 a day. But if you don't get it, then it's going to be $9.95 every time you cross. And then you're going to have to pay the toll of $15 that they charge us. So you're better off just getting the tolls.
So but you could leave it. It's up to you. That's all up to you.
So we're like, all right, like it think it just makes sense to get the tolls. So we're like, every time we pass the bridge, we're gonna have to get those tolls. Yeah, and then so it's like, but when you pay the 23, then that's just gonna minus everything. So you basically like once if you don't get it right here, then basically if you cross once without getting it, you just pay. So you might as well just pay.
It's pretty much free is what I'm getting at.
But it's up to you though. I look at Jermaine looks at me, I'm like, all right, yeah, yeah. Like, well
the
yeah.
way you put it, my friend.
Put it on. And then this nigga puts it on and he asks us to like, yo, like is you going to be the only one driving? And Jermaine's just like, yo, like, what's the extra fee? It's going to be extra fee of $35.99 a day if you got another driver. And I'm like, all right, nah, fuck it. He's going to be the only one driving. All right, but if you in the car with him and police pull you over, they're going to put you in Rikers for the night and you just not coming out because they're going to substitute it as a stolen car, even if you right there in the front seat. So
but if you pay that $35.99, you'd be all good, right? But that's up to you. Y'all can leave that.
And nigga always like, he like would give us the fucking shit and then he would like walk to the back room. I'm like, where are you going? Like,
that's up to you.
Really had to think about it.
That's a salesman right there.
Bro, they're too fucking smooth, man. As soon as I heard his voice right off the bat, I'm like, nah, he's too smooth. Yeah, I know I'm going to be spending somebody else. Shit. Yeah, I need somebody who's like fucking.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Looks sketchy, nigga. Yeah. I don't know. He's way too fucking smooth.
Yeah, he got.
And then we didn't end up needing the pass thing.
Yeah, because the bridge.
We told him, he's like, yo, where y'all going to be traveling to? And I'm like, whatever we told him. And he's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to need that easy pass.
Cap.
Did not use it once.
Nah, they going to see me, though. They definitely going to see me. I'm going to complain. I can't complain of this shit, bro. You just get, fuck these companies, man.
But yo, it's kind of crazy to me how you get the insurance for $9 a day. And he said, as long as you bring him the keys, no matter what happens to the car, they got it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So you can fucking explode a car for free.
Yeah.
Or for $9 a day.
Nine bones.
And as long as you give him back the key, it's all gravy.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some fine print in there that would just have you paying. I'm telling you. There's probably some fine print in there that's like, you're but right. if you blow this motherfucker.
However, does not include explosions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's probably sub 500 because that doesn't make sense, bro.
Too fucking smooth. You don't want to drive in New York, though, honestly. You don't want to go anywhere in New York, actually. Mm-hmm. And you don't even got to need a, you don't even have to know how to drive. Like, once you're able to honk, you're fucking pretty much got the shit on lock.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, I was telling Duran, like, yo, honestly, just do what you want, because niggas literally just do what they want. Like, it doesn't even matter. And yeah, that's the fucking rules there, but I had a good time there. Had some good food. Oh, the food is so good there, man.
The tacos?
My God.
The fucking taquitos?
Really, yeah.
And that nigga, hold on, yeah, oh, okay. The man. What, Tacos El Branco?
Tacos El Branco,
Tacos
man.
El Branco in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. In Sunset Park, man. Tacos El Bronco.
What's that guy's name from fucking MasterChef?
Aaron Sanchez.
Aaron Sanchez went there. He ate there and he said, yo, everyone come outside. We're taking a fucking picture in front of this establishment.
Really? I'd like to take a picture.
The thing is, what you have done with the taquitos.
Bro, that shit is fucking fire, man. Holy shit. That shit is so good. But Rihanna, I had so much shit to say about like Rihanna.
Did you forget it, nigga?
She's so amazing.
She's Jamaican.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna's Jamaican.
I watched a clip today actually from the Guava Island movie. Have you guys seen that movie?
No,
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, but I'm slipping.
It was a child. You know, she looked good in that movie though. In the clip, like, she's looking right, looking thick, juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Rihanna.
You talking to me? Y'all like
seen
I'm
the
Rihanna?
Y'all seen the book that she put out?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going
to
get
to. Oh, that's what you get to. All right, go ahead.
Nah, like I was, you could take it away, but it's just it's crazy because like. Bro, she made Rihanna made. I was reading her interview in Vogue. Hope I got that right. And she fucking made, honestly, so much money to the point where she knows she doesn't have to make another album. She entered, like, she's the fucking wealthiest singer, I think, ever.
That's how facts? It goes?
It's, yeah, bro, she's like the, let me read it because I don't want to give no false information. But she's like she set herself up to like be the fucking wealthiest singer in a fucking minute. And like she's really
richest
doesn't.
Richest female musician.
There it is. Yeah. You see it?
The world's richest. Yeah, it's Forbes.
All right. All right. Okay. Boom. Right here. Okay. So, but boom. I'm going to run through this real quick. Since then, the 31-year-old has done nothing but up. Oh, and her fucking Fenty shit, like with the whole makeup. Basically, there's a whole bunch of other like makeup lines that like Dior, CoverGirl, or whatever. These and Revlon like quickly followed behind her and like started making makeup shades she did. Right? Yeah. And they call that like the Fenty effect.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's it.
So, boom, right here in 2017, Fenty Beauty introduced 40 shades to the foundation of business where dozens of the norm, making a reported 100 million in the first 40 days and nearly 600 million in the first year, nigga. Then, like I said, Dior, CoverGirl, and Revlon quickly followed, establishing 40 shades. Yeah, standard known as the Fenty effect. Rihanna upped the ante again when she dropped Savage X Fenty, in many sizes and the shades of nude. And she made like secured a fucking reported 50 million in funding. Then she fucking did something where I didn't even know. In the Fenty Mansion Paris based line, she founded LVMH, Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton. Nigga,
Akon and Young Jesus.
Rihanna is the first woman to create a brand for LVMH and the first black woman to lead a major luxury fashion house.
What is LVMH?
Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's an acronym. Okay.
According to Forbes, it made her the wealthiest female musician in the world. That's fucking ridiculous. And like, I know everyone wants another album from her, but it's just like, honestly, what she's doing is way beyond music, and it's just like it's fucking crazy. Like,
I mean, what do you mean?
This is deeper than music.
Yeah, you can't say, because it makes it seem like the music isn't as important as these products.
I think her next product is going to come with
like, you said it's way more than music.
This is deeper. Yeah, because before her, like, having these brands like fucking...
In terms of now they're catering to more of a diverse...
Yeah, like our peoples, you know what I mean? Like they're making... Like she said, all right, this is what's up. Sold all that. And then Dior, CoverGirl, Revlon is like, oh, fuck. Like, let me get these 40 shades. But it's just like... not, you know what I mean, just opening that audience door to like something bigger than, like, it's deeper than
what
music.
What is it?
A lot of shit is deeper than music.
No, I hear you, but I feel like music is still very important, like, as far as
it
like,
is
the impact that that makes on that level, like, you know what I mean, like, it's all impact, like, yeah, all her products are impact, but like, yeah,
she impacted several industries.
To me, this is deeper than music, like, okay, just what she did, just like Nipsey shit. Like, Nipsey shit was always deeper than music and what he was doing for a community, opening up doors. Like, she's opening up doors, like,
yeah.
That niggas aren't gonna really like think about or see, but like that shit, like 40 Shades and having all these people and have her own thing known as the Fenty Effect, and then like she's gonna definitely get into other businesses and shit, yeah. And even her not doing the Super Bowl thing, like, that was powerful. And then like when she talks about it and says, like, it's all in this Vogue interview, it's really
That's the girl that didn't have really no questions or some shit.
Pardon me?
That's the interview where the girl had no questions prepared or something like that?
Yeah, bro, Rihanna like sped up this interview. It was like supposed to be for like a Thursday, and she's like, nah, like, yo, pull up right now. But anyways, man, I'm just waiting for whatever Rihanna does, because like,
well, man, her perspective on her new shit after all this shit.
But but she's making a reggae album next.
What the fuck is that? Tyler Perry doing big things. Ooh. As well. Mm-hmm. Shout out that man. Open up a big ass studio.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
That could fit in. What could it fit? A bunch of these major studios that could like fit Disney, all of them in one time.
Yeah, and they still have space left.
And the land. What was up with the land?
It was 600.
But it was built on a
plantation or something?
Yeah,
something
like that, right? Conservative.
I don't know. I want to get it wrong, guys.
Yeah. I don't want to get it wrong, but it was just anti-Negro. That's what it was there. And like he said at the BET Awards, and he's just saying like, yo, like, bro, it's owned by one Negro now. It's like checkmate. It's a checkmate move. You feel me?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I can't find it, but I heard.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, yeah. And it was not. That's big shit.
Yeah. Facts. That's crazy. Shout out to Tyler Perry.
We gotta fucking start wrapping shit up, don't we?
Yeah.
We gotta be out this bitch by 9. It took us fucking 2 hours to set up.
Yeah, we gotta fix that next time.
Oh yeah, so if you're watching the video, y'all gonna have to come over here to the audio side. You know, you could catch us on what? Apple Music, what else? Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
For the Q&A exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
For our audio family only.
100.
You know what time it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Next time we'll get here 2 hours before us, so we can shoot a full episode.
We'll see.
Yeah. Feel you like know it. What it is. Appreciate y'all for watching. And
go listen to Top Billing. That's out right now.
Do that.
Also, I got a show on the 25th of October.
I didn't even know you had a show.
Yeah, I'm letting them know too. Out in Saga. I'm performing at the Saga City Music Fest. It's at the Living Arts Center. It's free. But the only thing is, you got to go to the Living Arts Center to get the tickets. You got to go to the physical building to get the tickets, but the tickets are free. You can go to SagaCityMusicFest.com for all info. I'm going to be there. And then come through, man, you know?
So you go to get the tickets ahead of time, and then you...
Yeah, go get it ahead of time, or you could go on the day of, but it's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you should be good the day of, but just go get it before, because then you know for sure you're good.
So I found a video of when Tyler Perry was saying it was basically owned by Confederate soldiers that was trying to keep out. You know what? Let Tyler Perry talk to y'all news, man.
The studio was once a Confederate army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there was Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro.
Random Order featuring TP, man. You know,
damn, look at that.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
Shout out to that.
Imagine being a fucking kid and just seeing that shit, though. Like, as an adult, that shit is inspiring. But imagine like being a kid, seeing someone else like you, like,
yeah,
you know, do some crazy shit like that. Peace out to our audio guys.
Mm-hmm. Video guys.
I mean, video guys.
Tune into the audio guys.
Smell you later. And before I embroidered hoodies,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
What's next?
Let's see. If you never pursued the career you have, okay, let me say the names. Jeffrey, which is Procure 30, I think is what your name is. Procure 30 said, if you never pursued the career you have now, what would you be doing today instead?
Selling rocks. Next question. if I'm keeping it G. Nah, what would I actually
I think I'd be in school for like cooking or working at some sort of restaurant cooking.
That's fire.
Yeah, I'd want to own my own restaurant. Even now, I want to own my own restaurant. Like, if I get, like, I'm going to open up a restaurant in Toronto. Mark my fucking words. Yeah. I'm opening up my own restaurant here.
I feel that. I'm a Confederate base.
Not for real. Puss ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga. Yeah, I'll be in school, too. I'll probably be in video game design, to be honest. That's something I want to do, like, even still, like, after I, you know, accomplish some things musically. I want to get into the space of video games. I don't know, maybe marketing, designing something, writing something. And that space just interests me a lot.
Damn, what the fuck would I want to do?
Think about that.
Some with a business for sure. Someone like something, you know, something to build. On my own or with my own team of people. I don't even know.
At it's Anya _ asks, what are some dope food spots in NYC?
Tacos El Branco in Brooklyn.
Okay, let's give him like 3.
That's all I know. What's that sandwich spot we fucking had?
Oh, you
with the Mexican sandwiches?
Oh man. I don't know off the top of my head. That was Maria's spot. I don't know. I don't know. I also don't want to give y'all niggas all my spots. You know.
Yeah, there's so many spots.
Let's go to Bodega.
Yeah.
That's it.
Go to Bodega, man.
Get your chopped cheese.
Get the chop.
Oh, Blue Sky Deli, as long as it's still open. Damn, yeah, we didn't do that. Fuck.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that.
Disrespectful.
Wow.
I'll stand up and fucking go there right now.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's disrespectful.
Wow. All right. Next question. At Eggbot115 asks, what are Trey's favorite sneakers in his collection?
Sorry, Eggbot. I was doing something. my favorite sneakers in my collection? Honestly, probably my Chicago ones. I think those are my favorites, man.
Aren't those Jermaine's?
The Chicago ones?
Yeah. Did you buy them for him?
No.
I got a reverse.
Or did you buy them for him?
I remember you
bought him a pair of Jordan 1s one time.
I bought him a pair. I bought Julian a pair.
Oh, okay.
Well, what was that again?
I bought him breads or some shit like that. Oh, him? Oh, the Black Toes.
Yeah, them
Black Toes. Yeah, that's why.
That's for Christmas,
similar.
Though.
Yeah,
that was something special.
Yeah.
I bought Aunt Julian his breads for his birthday. But, like, it was just like, I don't know. If shoes are there, I'd be like, all right, yeah, like, I know you should get them.
I haven't got any shoes yet.
Not coming to our Thanksgiving thing.
You're not showing up. But now, yeah, probably Chicago's. And those are probably the only shoes I'd probably buy, like, more than once. And they're going to redrop. And I'm about to, buy, like, 5 pairs if I can. Please, and literally, they're just going to sit there.
Yeah. Actually, I don't need one because I take care of my shoes.
No, trust me, you don't.
I don't?
No, you do, but you don't. Like, you always need, like...
No.
Trust me.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Bro.
I have... How many...
Mwah. My shits are mint. Yeah.
My shits are mint.
Well, if you said mwah, then that was pretty fucking
mint. I don't dune buggy in my Jordans. I don't.
Shot NGK, I'm a wild boy. Yeah, probably ones.
What else we got here?
You can wear ones to church. That's the thing.
You can wear ones to
everywhere.
In a suit.
Wedding.
I've worn ones to funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And gotten compliments on top of that.
I haven't done that yet, but that's...
I've worn ones in places, where you shouldn't have.
Yo, this is an unfortunate event.
But I'm clean.
But that boy clean, though. Mm-hmm. I gotta give you that.
I feel that. I feel that. All right, next question. At AddyBaby3 says, what would win in a fight? 3 lions or 6 gorillas?
Yeah, let me doing all this, man.
Three lions? I mean, 3 lions or 6 gorillas?
Six gorillas.
I think I'm going 3 lions, though.
No, 6 gorillas.
Yo, gorillas got teeth.
They got
too,
hands.
Though, son.
Yeah, gorillas are fucking.
They got thumb. Once you got a thumb, nigga, you.
Like the lion is the king of the jungle.
A raccoon will fuck up a lion.
Once you got thumbs,
you're going to be all right.
But a gorilla doesn't live in the jungle. Like a lion, dude. Like a lion's a panther.
What?
A panther being like the jungle
the
with a gorilla.
Where gorillas be at?
Let's lions Google don't this. Be living in the jungle. They be living in like Africa and shit.
Where
in the African jungles?
Gorillas don't. Gorillas aren't in Africa.
Wait, what are you talking?
Gorillas are in like rainforests and shit.
Gorillas live in
where lions be at?
Rwanda, Uganda.
And what the rain? What's their habitat?
The Democratic Republic of the Congo on
they're
green
not with lions,
volcanic though. Mountains.
They're not with lions.
Those are mountain gorillas, and lowland gorillas live in forests in central and western Africa.
Like fucking rainforests and shit.
Lions. It doesn't really say
A who's lion?
They say, they say the king of the jungle is a fucking lion, no?
Yeah. I feel like the jungle is...
Maybe in a jungle?
Jungle?
I'm sure a lion and lion a fucking is the king of the jungle. A lion and a gorilla have crossed paths before.
Fucking... Where did fucking Lion King take place? In fucking Tanzania?
But there's cats everywhere, though.
A fake place, though. That it wasn't real.
What there are fuck? Cats everywhere.
But the lion...
Lions be moving.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the speed... And they have power, right? They're not bitch-ass cats, bro. Like, you know
but
saying?
A gorilla, once you got fists...
I feel you on
you
that.
Can't... Like, you can't... I've nothing never seen, surviving the right hook from a gorilla.
Yeah, I've never seen a gorilla like run on fucking dirt.
Mm. You don't want to see that, boy.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, they're always like in the trees and shit. They're
gorillas,
not
gorillas. Yeah,
they're, lions. But I don't see That's like panthers and shit.
Well, okay,
but
they can like, they can meet up.
But like
they can
meet up. Yeah, they're gonna meet up.
They're gonna be in a fucking Walmart parking lot.
They're in a fucking.
Who's gonna win?
Okay.
Yeah. Walmart parking lot. There's three lions. Six gorillas.
The gorilla has more grip.
And there's whips all around the parking lots.
If the gorilla wanted to, they could grab a fucking shopping cart and bash it a fucking lion's head in.
Now this is
Tech. Why you they grab fucking branches and shit.
Why are you yelling, bro?
Sorry, I got excited. I'm a gorilla.
Relax, bro.
Bro, crazy. I don't think a gorilla and a lion will ever meet face to face unless I'm tripping.
Yo, they've met before.
The thing is,
a gorilla would definitely not say, "What the fuck is that?" It'd be like, "Oh, one of them things."
No, it'd be, "What the fuck is that?"
Lions be in the jungle, though.
No.
What's the king of the jungle? They say the lion.
It's the wrong jungle.
I'm going to search lion versus gorilla.
You're not going to see nothing.
No, I'm going to see like...
No results?
Oh, here we go. First, impossible encounter, lion versus gorilla.
I told you. It's not impossible because they encountered each other.
Do lions live...
Hold on, shut that ass.
No, do they be in the jungle? You don't gotta live there.
Lions live in Africa. Like I said, the Sahara and the Northwest India.
Let me speed this up.
Lions don't actually live in the jungle.
But they move there, though.
Their real habitat is in the fucking Havana. They don't be there.
They be there.
Why are lions the king of the jungle? They ain't even there.
Yo, I don't live on a highway, nigga, but I be on a highway.
Look.
So in theory.
Hold up.
Okay, that's an elephant versus five stars.
One star. Lion has five stars for deadly.
Okay, who's running the star system?
No, yeah, I guess it's just based on like
a fucking lion. A guy with a lion head did it.
It's not going to be a gorilla.
Your gorillas be moving though.
The intelligence is up, but like it ain't that bad though. Like
there are two reasons for this. Lions don't live in jungles /
we're not. We're talking about if they met
even if lions lived in rainforests, tigers, which do live in jungles, are larger and stronger. A tiger will fucking rip open.
Okay, if they met up in a fucking bathroom. Okay, what?
In a Fletcher's bathroom.
The gorilla's winning. The lion can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that would be slipping. Yo, gorilla got handling.
It's a human. It's just a
look at it. Look at it. Look. Hold up.
Who asked this question?
24?
24 to 18.
That was Abby's question, right?
See what I'm saying? Yeah, that was Abby, baby.
All right, we'll do fucking one more. Then we get them. Got bounced out. All
right, this is a good one. At November 43rd said, "What's your favorite past memory?"
Favorite past memory.
Fuck.
Damn.
Huh.
I don't know about favorite, but like
favorite. Honestly, right now it'd probably
my favorite ones.
Yeah, let's do a couple then.
Favorite past memory?
Sheldon throwing up in Miami.
Okay,
that was a great time for me.
Iconic, yeah.
I
could do it.
Julian almost killing us. That was a great time for me.
Mm.
That was a great time. Mm. I was laying down in Australia in the fucking grass. It was a great time. I don't know what it was about that time, but something stood out to me. I was just watching the trees.
When I had Chick-fil-A for the first time.
That was a great time.
Yeah. My show, that was a great time.
Yeah.
First show, that was a really good time.
That was a great time.
On some Q shit? Nah.
You gonna out cute us.
Nah, yeah.
You saw the cute I was coming
already.
With.
Yeah.
You gonna up the cute on me.
Nah. Cause it was a cute time.
All
right. It's a cute time.
All right.
Just the other day, me and Maria, I told you we've been dating for 2 years now.
Yeah, congrats.
And I was starting to think, I'm like, oh, okay, like whatever. Going back how we met, it was a pretty cute time with the
That's
first
another
time
question. How did you meet? Can you answer that right now?
I met her just online. Mm-hmm. Like I was just following her. Mm-hmm. And then I just hit her up. Like we've just been talking like back and forth just off Instagram.
Yeah.
But then like I was in town and I just said, hey, like you want to go to a game together? And then we went to shout out my man, Anthony Bennett.
Oh, that was the first time y'all met?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I was there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
It was a cute time.
Yeah.
But it was cute because I was fucking shy. It was like, a Toronto man talking to a New York girl is just like, I don't know what you guys talk about. I don't know what's like cool. Even like now I understand it, but it's just like, bro, when you meet certain people first time, it's just like, bro, like you're from somewhere else. It's like, yo, okay, well, how do you guys joke and shit? Like,
where do we relate? How do we fucking, exactly. What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest shit, yeah. But yeah.
How'd you and Symphony meet?
On the ground.
I feel you. I met mine on Facebook.
Really?
Old nigga shit.
Awesome. Old nigga shit. Old
nigga. Facebook, but.
Yo, what's, I was thinking about, it's a new age, nigga. It's better. Really not that weird.
It's better, back nigga. Then you say, oh, that. It's fucking better, nigga. Except if like, you know, the.
Yeah, then you're not seeing them part. Yeah. Of it. Nah, it's always there.
Yeah.
But.
Favorite, yeah. So that's your favorite. All right. Yeah, favorite past memories. I think we're done, guys. 8:57, right?
Yeah, you know what it is, man. I want to keep people waiting. Y'all, thank you for watching and listening and shit. Yo, next week, full length episode.
Episode 40 That's next. We're going to have 340 bottles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And 40 from OVO is coming in. So it's going to be epic. I arranged it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.